was looking right back over that night. And clutching tight those little yellow stripes. Sat in a chair way up in the sky. The Aegean tides flow beneath my thighs.
We'll be right back. Thinking about upgrading your water heater? There's never been a better time. Right now, Utilities Kingston is offering free standard installation on all new water heater rentals. That's right, no installation fees on most installations, just reliable hot water and peace of mind. You'll get expert advice from local service advisors who understand your needs, and if there's an issue, their technicians are nearby and ready to help with most calls handled within 24 hours. Plus, your rental is conveniently included on your monthly utility bill. One less thing to think about. Rent local, install free. Visit rent.utilitieskingston.com to get started. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single from Krista Van Slingerland and Evan Massey's new local duo Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation. Recorded on Wolf Island with Jake Berry and featuring session musicians Jason Mercer, Liam Cole, and Chris Brown, the debut track Fault Lines is full of life and groove that delivers a vibrant performance with a psychedelic jazz funk vibe that sets the tone of their debut record Broken Home, Volume 1. The duo will also make their full band debut on July 11th at the Broom Factory with support from Kingston bands Lake Porter and Bad Fortune. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Fault Lines by Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
it's so fine. I'll drink to your health and you drink to mine as we try to make the money we scored out in Vegas hold out for a while. We drink vodka from Russia, get our chocolates from Belgium. We have our strawberries flown in from England. Seems to do us much good in the end. I got a cracked engine block, both of us do. Got a house and the jewels, the Italian race car. They don't make us feel better about who we are. I got termites in the framework, so do you. Down here where the watermelon grows so sweet, where I worship the ground underneath of your feet. We are experts in the art of frivolous spending. It's going on like this for 3 years, I guess, and we're drunk all the time, and our lives are a mess. And the deathless love we swore to protect with our bodies is stumbling across its bleak ending, but none of the rage in our eyes seems to finish it off where it lies. I got sugar in the fuel lines, both of us do. Yeah, the fights and the lies that we both love to tell fail to send our love to its reward down in hell. I got pudding for a backbone, but so do you.
Mama, help me to live. What can I do? What can I do?
We are back. Hey folks, what's up? What's happening? Bit of a somber and reflective end to that music block, but What a beautiful quartet of tracks there. The one you just heard is Montreal's own Coral Egan featuring Alex Cataneo with Incessantes. And Coral Egan, you may be familiar with if you were a Teletoon watcher in the late 90s, early 2000s. You may remember the visually striking cartoon series Cyber Six. It's very ahead of its time. An androgynous character who is female at birth, but essentially assumes a trans identity as a male school teacher. And they're also a kind of caped leather clad crime fighter. It sounds kind of insane because the comic it's based on is even more insane. Had one season in, I want to say like 1999 or 2000, but it left an indelible mark on people in my age group. Very visually striking, and the music, second to none. And the title theme, Cyber Six, and the closing track are both done by Coral Egan, and it's remarkable. Look up the Cyber Six theme song on your own, folks. It's remarkable stuff. Part of that, we had two tracks from Anthony and the Johnsons, What Can I Do and Spiraling. We had the new release from Vaughn with Lost My Mind. We had to throw a little bit of J-pop in there. You know me, I love my city pop immensely. So we had Summer Blue by Bread and Butter, probably the most straightforward name for me to pronounce out of my incredible coterie of J-pop city pop hits. We also had some new music, Emo Regulation by R.I.P. Swirl and Idra Girl. Now there we go, that is a challenge, but we got there. Part of that, we had the Mountain Goats with Fault Line, and we played the release Radar from Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation called Fault Lines. Close. We also had Recording 291 from Shamir, Sky Daddy with Age of Empires, and we kicked it off with our little REM 2-pack, You Are the Everything and Orange Crush. We got a whole lot of music still to come on the program today, but I figure let's bring the energy back up. Let's kick it off with a throwback to last summer, perhaps my favorite release from Orville Peck, and last year was a tremendous year for Orville Peck. This is Midnight Ride featuring Mother, Kylie Minogue.
Hoping never gets to that.
comment tu vas? T'es-tu la même fille que t'étais à l'époque? T'as-tu arrêté de fumer du buzz? J't'ai vu sur IG avec ton nouveau chum. J'espère que la famille va bien. Pour notre poste à peu près good, tu sais comment qu'on se tient, yeah. Tu chilles-tu encore au parc du coin? Ou si t'es parti refaire ta vie avec Rémi pis ton chien? J'écris encore des chansons comme d'hab, mais là fallait que je te dise que je deviens selfish quand on parle de nous. Parce que tu m'as brisé, pis là j'arrive plus à aimer. I guess c'est l'effet de l'amour. Tu m'as jeté un mauvais sort, là j'ai peur de pas m'en sortir. Selfish quand on parle de nous. Parce que tu m'as brisé, pis là j'arrive plus à aimer. I guess c'est l'effet de l'amour. Tu m'as jeté un mauvais sort, là j'ai peur de pas m'en sortir. Salut, as-tu réglé ta peine? Pour ma part, je l'écris en attendant ma paix. T'as-tu regretté ce que t'as dit la veille? Tes amis sont-tu heureux que tout ça m'affecte? On s'aimait comme des alcooliques. À moi tout ça, j'aurais pas pu régler nos mal de vivre, non. À force de se pogner, j'ai perdu le fait. C'est assis à t'en à vouloir d'un amour comme d'un film, non. C'est la dernière que j'écris pour toi. Mais là, il faut que je te dise, je suis devenu selfish quand on parle de nous. Parce que tu m'as brisé, pis là, j'arrive plus à aimer. I guess c'est l'effet de l'amour. Tu m'as jeté un mauvais sort, là, j'ai peur de pas m'en sortir. Selfish quand on parle de nous. Parce que tu m'as brisé, pis là, j'arrive plus à aimer. I guess c'est l'effet de l'amour. Tu m'as jeté un mauvais sort, là, j'ai peur de pas m'en sortir. We'll be right back. was all new. Scary dogs and ghosts of old fireworks. And Diesel was a Doberman who barked every time we breathed air. It was all so frightening, but then we got there. We started shouting, "Happy birthday, Diesel. Merry Christmas," making no sense.
On this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Naoto Koto's long-anticipated album, Mirror. After 2.5 years in the making, Mirror is a reflective journey featuring lyrics in both Japanese and English. Unlike his previous work, this album embraces a more pop-oriented sound, while his lyrics delve into themes of pessimism and philosophical reflections on life and death. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Mirror by Naoto Koto on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Stage with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
battu.
Welcome back, folks. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call, and we are just a few minutes away from the top of the 10 o'clock hour. So let me give you a quick music recap before I play our final track and send you on your merry way to the rest of your Friday. That was Naoto Koto with Stage, and I love that track. It honestly even gives me kind of a 1950s, 60s, like pop crooner energy. I love it. I think it's very underrated. Prior to that, we had Kelsey Ayer and Jordana with Ghosts of Neighborhood Dogs. We had Post Animal with Pie in the Sky. We had Green Woods with Selfish. That was that French language country song that you heard. And we kicked it all off with a classic from last summer, Orville Peck and Kylie Minogue with Midnight Rock. And just to put a nice button on things, last week I discussed the possibility of a friend of mine helping me acquire some tickets to The Beaches in November at Scotiabank Arena. And folks, we're going to be there. We're going to be on the floor. I'm pretty stoked for the show. If you're swinging by and you see a bald guy dancing with some sapphic sweeties, why don't you stop over, say hello. Always nice to meet a CFRC listener, a CFRC-ite brother. And if you're not going, hey, no worries, no stress. It'll be a busy week because it'll be almost certainly, as long as Queens makes the playoffs and wins a playoff game, which they have done every single year that I've been affiliated with the team, I'll likely be traveling to Oshawa to go to a show in Toronto and then either traveling more westward, likely, or traveling back to Kingston. It's going to be a very busy day, all the same, is what I'm trying to say here, folks. But hey, I get to do a concert and very likely a football game in the same week. Sign me up. Sounds like a blast. Okay, folks, thanks for tuning in. As always, your time and energy is appreciated. We've got time for one last track. So let's close out the show with Foxglove by Babel Hume.
I've been on smoke my